Welcome back to the Deep Dive. Today, we're tackling something huge, maybe the challenge for modern businesses. Leading organizational change when AI is just accelerating everything.
Exactly.
And we're not just talking concepts today. We've got some really specific sources designed for leaders, for change agents, people who need to turn all this complexity into, well, clarity they can actually use.
That's the goal, right? To cut through the noise. We want to pull out actionable strategies, frameworks that actually work, and critically, the ethical guidelines you need.
So you can lead this AI shift with confidence.
Yes. Because this isn't about some far-off future tech. This is about staying competitive now. We're focused on equipping practitioners for today's reality.
And the sources are perfect for this. We're looking at a professional series focused squarely on this, specifically the first volume, orgchange.ai, First Contact, and then the toolkit, the orgchange.ai field guide.
And what's really interesting is how they frame it right from the start. It's not theoretical. AI is positioned as a driver of competitive advantage, like right now. But, and this is key, even with all the talk of algorithms and machine learning, the whole process stays anchored around the human element, the people actually doing the adopting.
Okay, so let's unpack that foundation. If you're a leader just stepping into this, where do you even begin? What are the sort of non-negotiables they need to grasp first?
You definitely start with first contact. Think of it as your strategic anchor. It lays out the core models you need to understand, the different dimensions of AI-driven change, and crucially, the governance principles.
Governance first. That's interesting.
Absolutely. It forces you to think about the opportunities and the risks together right up front, setting those ethical guardrails before you dive into the tech. It's foundational.
I found the origin story for the whole series quite telling, actually. It taps into a real anxiety. You know, the sources mentioned this kind of aha moment, the question that kicked the whole thing off.
Yeah, it was a pretty direct question. AI going to make in-person change coaching, change consulting, basically obsolete?
Right. That fear that human expertise is just going to be replaced by code.
Exactly. Hits a nerve for a lot of people in the field.
So what did the research conclude? What's the answer for our listeners worried about this?
Well, the short answer is a clear no. AI isn't replacing change leadership, but it is radically redefining it. It's a shift.
A shift how?
Away from the more mechanical tasks, maybe, like drafting standard comms or running basic training sessions. It's moving towards strategic curation.
So the change leader becomes more of a designer.
Precisely. Designing the change experience, leveraging AI tools to amplify the human impact, manage the ethics, guide the strategy, not just doing the change tasks themselves.
Okay, that makes sense. Now let's get into the structure. The series promises clarity, and it's built on four really clear expectations, like guiding pillars. If we want practical takeaways, what are these four?
These pillars are basically the promise to the reader. They ensure the content isn't just academic, it's useful Monday morning.
Okay, pillar one.
First one is practicality. Everything in the series has to include tools, templates, frameworks you can literally use right away, things you can take into a workshop or a planning session.
So immediate utility, no fluff. What about making sure people can actually understand it?
That's pillar two. Accessibility. The language has to be clear, deliberately stripping out the jargon. The aim is, look, a seasoned exec needs the strategy, but an emerging practitioner needs the step-by-step. It has to work for both.
Accessibility is vital. But okay, pillar three is breadth, covering everything from governance, ethics, leadership, readiness, case studies, AI tools. That's a huge range. How do you cover all that without it becoming, you know, superficial to scratching the surface?
Oh, that's where pillar four comes in. Depth. It's the balancing act.
Right.
The series is structured to give you that breadth, but it ensures depth by balancing the big conceptual models, the why, with very specific real-world applications, the how.
And that's where the two volumes work together. First Contact for the concepts, Field Guide for the application.
Exactly. First Contact gives you the strategic understanding. The Field Guide gives you the operational tools. It's designed as a system.
Okay, so let's talk about that Field Guide. Moving from the theory to, okay, I need something for my workshop on Monday. What tangible things are in there that really speed things up?
The Field Guide is, well, indispensable for action. It translates the principles directly into tools. It's literally packed with ready-to-use assets.
Like what specifically?
Okay, so you've got governance checklists, really practical ones to make sure you haven't missed critical compliance or ethical steps, specific adoption metrics, ways to measure success that go beyond just did people log in, and maybe the most valuable thing right now, prompt libraries.
Prompt libraries. Let's clarify that. Sounds technical, but you're saying it's actually strategic.
Absolutely strategic. It's not just a list of questions you ask ChatGPT. It's a set of carefully structured inputs designed by experts specifically for organizational change tasks using generative AI.
Can you give an example?
Sure. Imagine you need to analyze potential resistance to a new system rollout. Instead of spending days manually reviewing feedback or running focus groups, you could use a specific prompt from the library, feed it your internal comms data, maybe survey results, and it could generate, say, a stakeholder map predicting resistance levels across different departments or regions almost instantly.
Wow. Okay, that's a massive time saver.
Yeah.
Probably more consistent, too.
Huge time saver, and it standardizes the quality of that analysis.
This really highlights what the sources say. We're already in an AI-enabled ecosystem for change management. It's rewriting the playbook. So what specific areas, what domains are being most transformed right now? Where should leaders really be focusing their attention?
Yeah, the research pulled out 7 distinct domains where AI tools are making a fundamental difference today. This isn't speculation.
7 domains. What are they?
Okay, 1, employee communication and engagement. 2, learning and adoption. 3, process automation, obviously. 4, analytics. 5, content and storytelling. 6, governance and compliance. And 7, knowledge management.
That list basically covers the entire change lifecycle, doesn't it?
Pretty much touches every part of it.
Let's dig into maybe 1 or 2 of those.
Yeah.
Content and storytelling. How is AI genuinely changing that for change leaders? That feels very human.
It does, but think about the traditional workload. Drafting emails, FAQs, scripts, tailoring messages. It's hugely resource intensive.
All right.
Now, AI does a lot of that heavy lifting. For content and storytelling, AI can analyze different employee groups, understand their communication preferences, maybe based on past interaction data, and then generate tailored content. Specific messages for specific teams.
So moving away from those generic all-staff emails.
Exactly. Towards highly personalized messaging, which, you know, significantly boosts the chance people will actually read it, understand it, and engage.
That personalization is powerful. What about analytics? That seems like a natural fit for AI.
Oh, absolutely. With analytics, AI takes us way beyond just looking at, say, training completion rates. It enables predictive modeling in near real time.
Predictive how?
By analyzing sentiment from internal chat, from help desk tickets, surveys, you name it. The system can generate a kind of resistance risk score for different parts of the organization, continuously updated.
So leaders can see trouble brewing before it happens.
Precisely. It allows you to intervene proactively. Allocate support, adjust communications, focus coaching where the data shows resistance is likely to spike instead of just reacting after things go off the rails.
That really shifts change management from being reactive to proactive. Very different game. And just quickly, I thought it was neat how the sources mentioned AI was used in creating the series itself. A bit meta, but proves the point.
It does, yeah. It was an interesting detail. They use specific tools, like PLAUD.AI apparently helps summarize hours of audio and video research early on.
Speeding things up.
Massively. And then things like Microsoft Copilot were used later for summarizing complex research papers, testing out prompt engineering techniques, and iterating on the drafts based on AI-generated insights that complemented the human author's expertise, practicing what they preach.
So we've got the models from First Contact, the practical tools in the field guide, these 7 domains of application. What's the bottom line?
Mm-hmm.
For the leader, the change agent listening right now, how do they actually use this? How do they make it drive real performance today?
The core advice is pretty straightforward. You need to embrace AI as a collaborator, not a replacement, not a threat, but a powerful partner.
A collaborator. Okay.
And leaders should use strong frameworks like the one in this series to hit 4 key goals basically all at once. They're interconnected.
All right, what are those 4 goals?
First, align leadership. Get that unified commitment and visible sponsorship from the top. Super critical. Second, shore up governance. Get the ethical rules, the data policies, the technical standards in place before you scale the AI tools. Don't wait.
Okay. Leadership alignment, governance, what else?
Third, engage people. Move beyond just blasting information out. Use AI to create those personalized, human-centered adoption journeys we talked about. And fourth, operationalize adoption. This one's really key.
Operationalize adoption. What does that mean in practice, beyond just training sessions?
It means making the change stick by embedding it in the daily workflow. Making the AI systems easy to use, intuitive, genuinely helpful, It means using AI maybe to personalize the learning curve for each employee, tracking not just progress, but maybe emotional readiness.
Like using those sentiment analytics.
Exactly. And dynamically adjusting support or the pace of change based on those real-time signals. The goal is seamless integration, making the new way of working feel natural, not forced.
That lays out a really clear, actionable path. So for you listening, if you want to translate all this potential into actual performance quickly,
right,
the path seems pretty direct.
Mm-hmm.
Start with orgchange.ai. First contact to really internalize those models, get your governance solid. Then keep the orgchange.ai field guide close by, like on your desk, for those immediate templates, the metrics, and especially those prompt libraries to accelerate your initiatives.
And just remember, this whole landscape is moving incredibly fast. You have to commit to continuous learning here. Keep exploring, keep adapting, because the tools and the impact across those seven domains will just keep expanding.
Which brings us perfectly to our final thought for you to chew on this week. We just talked about seven domains, things like content and storytelling, learning, analytics,
yeah,
where AI is starting to do a lot of the heavy lifting, even some of the creative and analytical work.
Right.
So the question is, what crucial, uniquely human skill do leaders and change agents need to double down on right now to effectively guide adoption in those areas, especially when the AI is handling so much of the technical execution?
Yeah, if the AI writes the first draft of the story, analyzes the sentiment data, designs the learning module, what's the core human contribution left that actually makes the change successful? What can only you bring to the table?
Something to think about. That's all we have time for on this deep dive. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks, everyone.
We'll catch you next time.